Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pope John Paul on Thursday broke his silence on the sex abuse cases rocking the Roman Catholic Church, saying the grave scandal was causing a dark shadow of suspicion over all priests. In an annual message to priests worldwide, the Pope said, as priests, we're personally and profoundly afflicted by the sins of some of our brothers. Some of you may not know, or some of you may know, I think I've referenced it a few times. I was raised in the Catholic Church. I was baptized, and I went to Catholic schools. I was an altar boy. No, I wasn't molested, because I can see the question in Chris's eyes right now. He has kind of a searching hope. No, I wasn't molested, Chris. Thank you very much for your concern. But I don't doubt for a minute that it happens. We wanted to bring on Father James McQuarters. He's of Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And it's kind of late notice. Father, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
And we need to, I guess, talk about this from the standpoint of the most recent statements by the Pope, that it's casting a dark suspicion. These accusations of molestation, priests in the Catholic Church, where is this ultimately going to lead? To an absolute undermining of people's faith?
Well, I think that we need to remember that that we are Catholic and that we are the one true faith. We are taught this from a very early age. It's part of the liturgy of our faith, that Catholicism is the one true faith, that Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. He was speaking, of course, of Peter, and that Peter was the first pope, and all others descend from him. And as many people are talking about these allegations of molestation, of child abuse, we have to recall that these are accusations that are being leveled against the Holy Church, and that it is the one true faith of God. And to undermine the Catholic faith is to undermine that faith which was directly given to the people, the Christian people and the Christian liturgy, directly from Jesus Christ.
So I'm not sure I know what you're saying. You're saying to accuse priests of molestation, you're undermining the one true faith.
That is paramount, I think. If it comes from to accusing priests of molestation, remember what you're doing. Remember who you are accusing.
You're accusing priests of the one true faith.
You are accusing Catholic priests of the one true faith, which is the Catholic faith. And we were the ones that baptized these children. We're the ones that gave them communion. More importantly, we forgive sin. And if a priest, for whatever reason, is accused of and is found to be culpable in the molestation of a child, remember that as a priest, we can forgive sin. In the Catholic faith, we have the sacrament of reconciliation.
Which is confession, right?
Which is the sacrament of confession. You confess your sin. So a priest, and this is the good news that I want to say to all parents and concerned citizens and anyone that might have been molested by a priest, the good news is that the priest can forgive himself of the sin of molesting a child. So it's pointless, really, to bring a priest up on charges before the authorities because he has confessed his sin to himself and he has forgiven himself.
Okay, a lot of people don't know what confession is, but Catholics go to confession and confess their sins.
Well, but they're confessing their sins to a priest.
Right, they're confessing their sins to a priest.
So what we'd say to the people is let it go. Let go of this campaign that you've been on for a number of years, 30 years, 40 years in some cases. Let go of this because you are meddling in the affairs of the church. You're trifling with the absolute authority of the priesthood. And I think you could be turning God against you.
How would you be turning God against yourself if you're asking, did this priest molest?
Because he's a priest of the Catholic faith. He's already gone to confession. He's already forgiven his own sin. So what's the point? There's an old saying that a lot of people use, and I'm not sure if it's appropriate, but I think it might be for this particular point in our argument. It's called breaking your balls. And when you break someone's balls, it means you're unfairly accusing, unfairly castigating them. And I'd say you're breaking the Catholic Church balls on this situation with the priest. What we'd want people to say is that priests, and understand, priests are subject to the same temptations that everyone else is, and will act out on them sometimes. I think you have to understand that they were tempted by perhaps these young people. And
are you saying the kids they molested have some culpability?
I'm saying a priest is a human being.
And but you're saying that the young people have some culpability.
He was tempted. I don't know if it was on purpose. But you're beginning to go down a road that is a long road with no turn when you accuse a priest who is a priest of the Catholic faith of committing this grievous sin. God is protective of his church. So let it go. You've had a hard-on for this thing now.
You know, some of the colloquial phrases.
Well, they've got a hard-on for the priest now for the last 30, 40 years. Let it go, people. Just relax. Ease into it. Take a cigarette break on this. The priests that have committed these molestations went to confession.
Well, how does a priest go to confession on himself and...
Well, you sit and you say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And then you answer yourself, okay, what's the problem? It's like talking to yourself. And then you give yourself penance. And then you are forgiven. So if the priest has done this... I don't think there's any point in breaking our balls on this deal. And that's why we say the priest is also the victim, too, in this situation.
All right, Father James McWhorter, who claims that the priests themselves are the victims in the sexual molestation accusations, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Can I just ask you a question, Father? What do you mean the public has been breaking the Catholic Church's balls over this thing?
I'm saying they can't seem to let this thing go, because if we've already heard the accusations... I've already explained that what you're doing is you're trifling with the one true faith, which is the Catholic faith.
And well, you know that there's a lot of Protestants, there's a lot of Jews, there are a lot of Buddhists. A lot of people would say Catholicism is not the one true faith.
And they'd be wrong.
And they'd be wrong.
They would be wrong because the Catholic faith was the first Christian faith. And the Catholic Church was the very first Christian church. And so we have a direct hotline to God on that level. We've got what you might call a pipeline. You know, we're wired in. God gives us the word, and then we act accordingly. And if God says to us, all right, go to confession, confess that you molested the child, then we confess we molested the child, and all is better. So don't break our castanets on this, and let's move on. Ecumenical 2 is coming up. Going to have some nice things going on with that. Lutherans are coming around. Just relax, people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Kim here on the Phil Hendry Show. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, I am Catholic, okay? This is ridiculous and very hypocritical for this priest to sit here and say that everyone is human and that a priest has forgiven himself. A priest, no matter if he is a...
Kim, I want to remind you, you are speaking to a priest.
Yes, I realize that,
all
okay?
All right, I'd like you to speak with some respect, darling, because...
Okay, let me tell you something,
remember,
okay?
Remember
you
you're
are
speaking,
a priest.
I'm a representative of Jesus Christ.
I believe in God.
I am a representative
God
of Jesus Christ.
God forgives all children. I do not have to bow in front of a priest when I die and go to heaven. I have to be answered. I have to answer to God. When you die, will have to answer to God as well. So
there's no way
you're going to sit there and tell me that a priest is human and just like everyone else, but it's a ridiculous crusade because he has already forgiven himself. It's not about him to forgive himself. It is about God. God is a higher power. And you as a priest should know that.
Well,
no human can forgive themselves.
Of course I understand that, Kim.
That is ridiculous.
And I want to ask you a question. What diocese were you a part of? Someone of God
was tempted. Everyone is tempted. People of God, as a priest,
is supposed to have more courage than anyone.
That is why God has chosen them to become a priest.
All right, Kim, I'd like to say one thing to you.
I think
what you're saying is very well founded, but you have to understand, if a priest steals a kiss in the moonlight, if he puts his hands on a little boy's, if he takes a wee peek.
What do you mean he steals a kiss in the moonlight?
I'm saying he's subject to the same temptations we all are.
Exactly. He is
a human man, and he cannot forgive himself because it is up to God.
That's why we all bow down to God.
But I want to say also, I'm also a priest.
So I can say
confession to myself, forgive myself.
And then go out and molest a kid the next night?
Okay,
I'm saying if I see a young lady, I took a vow of celibacy.
Exactly.
Now, a young lady walks into my parish, or she walks into one of our schools, and she's wearing a pair of shorts that hug it up tight.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at camel toe, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
This is a temptation that she knows that she is leveling at me. And what am I supposed to do? Go off into the night, take a wee wank, and I'm...
You know, you're talking like, you know, Father, forgive me, I was raised Catholic like him. What do you mean, go off with a wee wank?
I'm saying, just like a human man, I've got to do something about that.
I say if you feel the temptation is strong enough for you
that
to lay
correct.
Your hands on an innocent child, then you need to just remove yourself from the church, because that's not where you're supposed to be.
But
the church is supposed to be a place where a child, if they have been molested or they feel like something dirty has happened to them, they're supposed to be able to come to a priest
right.
and tell them what is going
on. Of course
and that
they
priest
want
is supposed to.
Well,
not
surely,
to molest
but,
them.
But Kim, surely, because I want the child to do that. The temptation of a hairless...
Okay, let me
ask
you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, do you think that a priest, if they were to, say, become enraged for any reason, and they were for some reason to kill someone,
no.
would they be able to just forgive themselves and be off with it? Are they no different than Jeffrey Dahmer?
I'm saying that if a priest called before the liturgy of the church, and a priest who has taken the vow of celibacy, chastity, and poverty, and commits the kind of cannibalistic acts that Jeffrey Dahmer committed, but immediately recognizes that it was wrong and forgives himself through the sacrament of confession, that he surely will enter the kingdom of heaven. And
oh, come on, Father. What if we found heads of guys in your icebox and you're in the middle of confession?
Well,
I
don't understand your question. So in other words, I cannot be forgiven by Jesus Christ, who was the Lamb of God and who was sacrificed unto the Holy Spirit. And, I got a head in my icebox. So what do you want from
me? Okay, he's asking you, if you kill four people, then you realize you did something wrong and you're sitting in confession.
Kim, you have to understand that we are the patrons of the only true faith, the Catholic faith.
Exactly.
And if I, as a priest, feel the frustration of life and I put my hand on the bare rear end of a child and I didn't mean to do it, but let's say I went and took a wee peek. Then yes, of course, I'll go.
What are you saying? So you grab someone's rear end, you can go in and give yourself confession?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm Catholic.
What if you had a head in the icebox?
I might have to go to a couple. I don't know.
Go to a couple?
Right.
Okay, I'm Catholic. He is Catholic.
Two confessions?
Okay. We worship God just like you do, okay? We can confess
Look,
to God.
Cool.
We do not have
it's
to go
right.
sit
it's
in
cool.
a little box.
It's cool.
So
and
God
kids,
can forgive us.
The children say, Kim, it's cool. Chill out. All right?
I mean, this is
Take
outrageous
a chill
for
pill.
You to be a priest to say this.
But as a priest, I'm closer to the Father than the two of you, so I'll be forgiven. I'm a priest. I'm closer to God than you.
You're
you
a priest.
You cannot sit here and say you're no closer to God
yes,
than me.
I am.
You don't know me.
I'm a priest.
You don't know if I sit in church every day, all day long,
but
if I pray to God 24 hours a day.
Don't you understand how it makes sense? I'm a priest. Wouldn't I be closer to God?
Because you're ordained a priest, then you can go and you can molest people and you can kill people, and there's no reason for us to hold you with any consequences because
yes,
you're a priest.
Absolutely, Kim. Look, I got to take a break. Kim, I think you're making some good points.
Thank
I don't
you so
understand
much.
What the child's saying.
Well, I think I do. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Father James McWhorter from Belmar Academy speaking to us on the subject of the recent grievous accusations of child molestation among priests in the Catholic Church. His point, since the Catholic faith is the only true faith, and because as a priest he's closer to God than the rest, a priest can forgive himself his sins. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
But I know.
All right, Father James McWhorter is with us from Belmar Academy about the scandal of priests molesting children. Are you saying the priests are victims in this, too?
I think we have to consider that, right, because a priest can be traumatized and can be victimized, I think, just as much by the act. If a priest who has been trying to be good and trying to keep his hands to himself and trying not to touch himself in an impure way is inspired to touch a child in a manner that might be impure, I think it's from the culture that he lives in, the MTV and all of that, all of the print ads that show barely clad models drinking the Bacardi rum on the beach, and you know all of the temptations. And now he wants to take a wee peek. And now perhaps he wants, because the sin of, and if I can use a euphemism, Phil.
Go ahead, yeah.
To wank is a sin, and it's to... the wank is a wrong thing to do. So to take a wee peek and to take a wee squeeze, we think, is perhaps a little less traumatizing.
So in other words, to molest a child is less traumatizing than to masturbate?
I think in the long run it's less offensive to God. And as Catholics, we are close to God. We try to hear his voice. And what's he saying? to take the wee peek, to steal a kiss in the moonlight, might not be as bad as having yourself hanged. And that's, I think, the most important thing.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Cynthia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Cynthia, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
Father McCartis. However you pronounce your name.
I'm Father McCartis.
Father McCartis, I think you are a disgrace to all priests. And I think that you're a pedophile yourself.
I think you've got to remember, you're speaking to a priest of God.
Okay, I think, you know, you are no man of God.
I am a priest of God.
You are lower than life itself. You're scum of the earth.
What have I said that would cause you to say something like that?
How in the world could you say that it's okay to touch a child and to traumatize a child? And it's better to do that than to masturbate in the first place.
Because the sin of wank is against the Lord.
You know, Father,
well,
McCartis,
the
you
sin
know
of
one thing? The Catholic Church should really get rid of you because you are no priest.
You are
no man of God. You are not anointed with Holy Spirit.
I have never laid my hand on a child. I'm just saying.
Yes, but you know what? You're saying that, but everybody that's listening to this radio show are getting disgusted with you because what you're saying is really, truly disgusting,
you know,
and it's making people sick to their stomach.
Now, Cynthia, I've got to tell you something. There's a sin. It's a sin to be a rat. And when you rat someone out, there's another television show that teaches us a great deal. It's called The Sopranos. You know,
Father,
The Sopranos? They show us how they deal
Catholic
with rats
Church
on the show.
The Catholic Church should get rid of you because they already gone through enough with the priest and stuff. They already gone through enough of stuff.
Are you Catholic, Cynthia?
And for you, yes, I am Catholic. I think it's ridiculous.
You're not a Baptist.
I think that's awful.
You're not a Baptist?
No, I'm not.
I am not a Baptist. For some reason,
and
I thought you were a Baptist.
My husband is Catholic,
well,
and I've been going to the Catholic churches, and I tell you this, you are a disgrace to all Catholics.
So I'm supposed to go out.
The Virgin Mary weeps for you.
So I'm supposed to go out there with the collar of God on and have myself a wank and then smile through it. Is that what you're saying?
You know one thing?
It's like shooting a wad in the eye of...
No, you know that you're wrong. You know the things that you do.
The child
you
has...
know for yourself that you are nothing more than a pedophile yourself.
I have never laid my hand on a child.
But you're lying.
I have never laid my hand on a child.
Anybody that's listening to the show...
I think you need to understand that the priest of God is close to
God. You are not a priest of
God,
and you keep saying that.
And as a Catholic, you need to back me up. As a Catholic, you need to back me up. You don't have my back on this.
No, I'm not going to back you up. Because guess what? You're not a Catholic.
Cynthia, you've got to get...
You've got to
get my back on this.
Mr. Pedophile,
you don't have my back on this, and I am insulted by a Catholic.
Well, you can be insulted all you'd like,
and
but I'm insulted.
I'm going to speak to God.
It's okay.
I'm going
to
tell
God about
you. I'm
going
to tell
you. I have small grandchildren.
I'm going to rat you out to God.
Now, all right, Cynthia, you're making some good points because, Father, to say that it's all right to grab a kid's butt rather than, how do you put it, a wee bit of a wank?
Just a wee bit of a...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Father James McWhorter, a Roman Catholic priest. We're talking about the terrible, terrible crisis within the church, the molesting of children by priests. You seem to say that there's some kind of a pass that priests should be given on this behavior.
No, I don't. If I said that, Phil, I did not mean to say that. I'm trying to say to you that the church is the one true faith, and I don't believe that a child should be molested by a priest. I've never molested a child myself. But I will tell you that the pressures of being celibate are such that there are days when the children come off the field from volleyball or they've come off the field from a softball game. I take a wee peek while they're taking a shower. No harm in that. Looking them over, making sure they're all right.
Taking a wee peek while they're taking a shower means what?
I'm just making sure the children are all right. And I think back on it. But that's not molesting a child. That's simply doing what I think is the better thing to do. But then they'd be pulling on it. And so I would say to any Catholic listening right now, remember, I'm a priest. Step off. Don't try to get up into my grill about this molestation thing.
Well, step off. I mean, you're saying...
I'm saying step off. Remember, you're talking to a priest of God, a representative of the one true faith.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Lewis on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Lewis.
Father, with all due respect, you said something
Hello,
about calling my attention.
How are you doing, Lewis?
Okay.
I'm Father McWhorter.
You said something that caught my attention. I've been a Catholic for 38 years. I really do know my religion. And you said something about that God will forgive. Let me talk for a second.
But
God will forgive your sins. I know that's the truth.
That's right.
But what about
the glory
of being a Catholic.
Of
your sin? What about the consequence from your sin? What about the consequences that this children is going to have in the future? All the torments, all the problems he's going to get after you do what you did. You say you never laid a hand on a kid. The way you talk, you make me think that you can be one of the priests in the future to be touching kids.
I am not going to touch a child, but I know that the temptations are out there. You watch the MTV or the VH1, especially Behind the Music, or you watch some of these interview slugs with Pamela Anderson. She's got hepatitis C. She's a skank. And I would never lower myself to any kind of skankology or the kind of skankism that's being practiced on the cultural circuit today.
Right,
but
you're saying
I can tell you that if I glanced once at a nude boy as he climbed out of a pool, I did so with the love of Jesus Christ in my heart.
Wait a minute. If you glanced at a nude boy as he walked out of a pool, you did so with the love of Jesus Christ in your heart.
That is correct. And Phil, I'm talking to Lewis. He's a Catholic. You're not a Catholic. So why don't you keep your agnostic nose out of the conversation?
You're not talking like a Catholic. You know what? You're not,
I'm not talking like a Catholic.
I believe
a Catholic. In the sacraments.
You say that right. I am a Catholic. And I tell you what, if you are a priest and if you're a Catholic, you really need to see a doctor because you're sick. What you're saying is that you can touch
sick because
a kid
I have the love of Jesus.
And God will forgive you, but you not think about the damage you're going to create or do to this kid.
What damage
and
am
in the
I
future
going to create on a child?
Kid.
What
God
do I...
will forgive all your sins if you confess.
What
Let me tell you something.
A
you
child
said something
because I know that it's bare,
Let me tell you something. You said something
Jesus.
About that every time you commit a sin, you confess yourself?
Yes, I confess to myself because
the,
I see
the head of my The head of my church
God bless
is
the Disney
John
child.
Paul II. The head of my church is John Paul II.
May God
and
me.
He confessed with other priests. He never confessed with himself.
Really?
Because it's not you forgiving the sins. It's Jesus.
Well,
it's God forgiving the sins.
But that doesn't make any sense because he
you can't confess to yourself.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. If you're
no,
the Pope,
because
you
that's
to
what you're telling people, what you're telling the Catholics is that I can't confess myself because I'm closer to God. And that's not right. That's not true.
Well, you know that Catholicism is the one
true faith,
Father,
Lewis. I don't think you're a priest.
Lewis,
if you are,
I am a priest.
You really have a problem.
I went to
you
St.
Really
Melvin
have a
Seminary.
Problem.
And I went to St. Melvin Seminary.
Go back. Go back
Melville,
and
Oregon.
Read the Bible again.
And
go back and
I'm
read
Irish.
The books of the Catholic Church because you are not acting like a Catholic. You are a disgrace. The lady before was saying that you're a disgrace. You are.
And
you are.
Nothing.
I
you're
have
not a
10-year-old son.
You're not a priest.
And believe me, I will lose my religion if a priest like you touches my son's
butt. I
didn't
say I touch.
And I'll probably forgive you in a little time, but on the beginning,
I
won't forgive you. I will try to take some piece of you because you cannot be saying that a priest can do that and God is allowed to do that because that's a sin and he's going to forgive you.
Please,
that's not the right way to
you
do. You know what the
I
right way to
you
do?
Mess with me.
I know we
priest.
Are all sinners and we can commit sins. But if I start
I
to think about a sin, I'm probably going to commit
bare bum. And that's what I'm trying to say.
You don't see anything wrong with taking a wee peek at his bare bum.
I'd never touch his smooth brown skin, Luis.
But you will. You will.
Don't worry about it.
You are on your way to do that.
It sounds like it. And I think Lewis and a couple of other people have said, you sound like a pedophile waiting to happen.
I am trying to defend the Holy Mother Church of Rome against the accusations that this church is undermined
no,
by
you're
the,
not doing
the skankology
that.
Of some
You're
priest.
Not doing that. I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm not
you're
going
not
into
doing
Pamela
that.
Anderson. I'm not
you
going
are
out into
some late
night
Catholic
bar.
Church.
I didn't fly an airplane into a building either. Like
you're not
of these
doing
other,
that.
Like some
you're
of the
not doing
do,
that.
And some of those Middle East jive.
You
jive.
Need to confess with another priest and tell him what you just said on the radio.
You know, you're
because you're
upset.
Not helping the Catholic Church. You just put the Catholic
Muslims
Church
jive,
way under
all those towel heads
this place.
Too. But I'll tell you
what. You
thing.
Are a disgrace.
What do you think
and
is worse?
And you should go back
you think
talk
it's worse
to the Lord
for
and ask the Lord to forgive your sins because you have many.
Than to have some towel heads fly a plane into a building. And I'd ask,
wait a minute, are you comparing child molestation to flying an airplane into a building?
I would ask either one of you gentlemen what's worse, to take a wee peek at the bare bum of a boy, or to fly a plane
into a building. I'd say the towel head's got it all over me. Because I can tell you...
Oh, the towel head's got it all over you.
Yes, that's right. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a wee peek at...
Yeah, I got the wee peek. Thank you, Lewis.
You're
1-800-449-8686.
You know, Phil, you're talking to me in a manner that is insolent. And if you were in one of our schools, perhaps our fourth or fifth grade class, I'd send you up to the Dean of Discipline. Because
don't worry about it, Father. I've seen a lot of deans of discipline. I went through the whole Catholic school system. So,
Well, you don't sound like you're better off for it, because I can tell you speak with disrespect to a priest of God. And that's what I do. I'm a priest. Step off. Don't F with me. I think it's terrible what you've done.
Father, don't try to get to any guilt feelings.
You're a Catholic, right?
I was raised Catholic, yes.
I think it's...
Don't try to get to my guilt feelings about being a Catholic, okay? I think what you're saying is whack. You know what I mean by whack?
You mean wank?
No, I don't. I didn't say wank, did I? I said whack. Laurie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, this person is a sick person. This is why there's been a lot of Catholics that left the church, because of these people pretending to be priests, trying to teach these young kids that have no clue.
I happen to be a priest.
Don't
tell me I'm pretending to be a priest.
Led in the wrong direction. God is a good God. God wants you to think pure thoughts, but you're thinking really sick thoughts. And guess what? Yeah, God forgives, but you know what? Some people do go to hell.
No, you don't. You're not a Catholic.
And I'm sure you're going to go right to hell.
No, you're not a Catholic.
I can't. I'm a Catholic born and raised.
There's no Catholic woman that weighs over 300 pounds.
And guess what? I'm 125, sweetheart.
Well, you talk like you're a big woman. Can you
back it up? Well, I am a big woman in my heart and in my head. But you're thinking with your wrong head, and priests aren't supposed to be thinking with any heads.
Father, a lot of people have accused you of not being a priest. Are you a priest?
You want to look at my turned-around collar?
You want to look at it? You want to turned around. Okay. It's turned up your you-know-what.
You know something, Laurie? God will not forgive you for insulting
a priest.
Oh, God
will forgive me, because God is a good God.
I happen to be the representative of Jesus on this planet.
God is a good God.
If I got you in confession, you wouldn't even... Your penance would never end. I'd have you kneeling before the Virgin Mary.
I'm doing my penance here on earth, listening to sick people like you.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Yeah.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed art the... You are a real slut.
Oh, now you're really angry.
Yeah, she pissed me off. That's the type of girl that'd peek at the nuns when you were a girl, weren't you, Laurie?
1-800-449-8686. Father McWhorter's talking to us here.
Well, the gluttony is mentioned as a heck of a lot more in the good book than touching a kid. So
fine. 1-800-449-8686. Father McWhorter's here talking about the horrible, horrible controversy of child molestation in the church. And apparently he made some reference to Pamela Anderson having hepatitis C. Like, and something about she's a skank, but he's okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With Father James McWhorter. He's a priest at Belmar Academy. Father, you mentioned that you deal with kids all the time in a confessional or in a counseling situation having to do with sex.
Phil, I think obviously that is the role of many parish priests, a counselor. Well, you have a child who will come to you, and a young man. A young man has turned 13, 14, and suddenly he's interested in girls. And, of course, he has become aroused and will come for counseling. And I think that for people to say there is some kind of a sin being committed when a priest of God, one called to the cloth as I have been, to ask the young man, what do you mean you're aroused? He'll say, well, Father, I feel as if I want to be with a girl. And I'll ask him to loosen his belt so that we can see what he's talking about. And I can tell you that there's nothing wrong. But at the end of the day, if I've got a wee bit of ball sweat on my hand, that I've tried to help a young man.
Well, I don't know where you're coming from, man.
Well, you're not a priest, are you?
No, I'm not a priest. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean,
I'm trying to help a young man navigate the very difficult and rocky waters of puberty. And if it's a wee bit of ball sweat on my hand, so be it.
A wee bit of ball sweat, huh?
That's right.
Sylvia, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Father, good evening.
Yes, this is Father McWhorter.
Good morning. Good evening, Father McWhorter.
Good night.
First of all, I want you to know that I'm a Catholic. I've always been a Catholic,
God bless
you. Hope to die. Thank you, Father.
God
and I hope
you.
To die a Catholic.
In nomine Patris, Spiritus, Spiritus Sancti, Amen. I'm going to bless you. Kneel down. Kneel down, Sylvia. I'd like to bless you. I bless Sylvia, my member of God's flock, a member of Jesus' flock in Miami, Florida. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
If you really are a priest,
Sylvia,
I appreciate...
you can come
Father,
up on your knees now and sit down.
Father,
were
you
on
really
a tile
are
floor?
A priest.
Just let her talk, okay?
I'm sorry.
If you really are a priest, I appreciate the blessing. But you do not sound like a priest. I have always been around... Excuse me, Father. It's my turn to talk.
It is your turn
you
to talk.
You don't sound like a priest. Sylvia. Because a priest should be preaching the words of the Lord, who said, if your right eye causes you to sin... block it out.
If you have crossed eyes,
and
what?
Father, frankly, you have no business peeking into the showers of boys, which, by the way, it's a very terrible American custom to have girls showering together and boys showering together in school.
Well, where are they supposed to shower?
No, I haven't finished talking. And you peek to see that everything is all right? I think not. And it is quite improper.
Oh, you see how filthy your mind
it's
is, Sylvia.
Sinful.
Why do you go to the film?
It's not sinful.
Why do you go to
the
film?
To loosen the belt of a young man that comes to you. Frankly, Father, I do not think that you are a good priest. I think you're an exemplar of those who are deviating from what
Sylvia.
Is correct.
You hurt me very painfully, and I'd like to counsel you.
No,
available
Father.
This evening for
you
a
do not loosen the belt of anybody.
Sylvia, I simply
you,
want
no
to ask
Father,
you,
no, Father.
Are you available
that is
for a
sin.
Cocktail?
No,
so
Father.
You
that is, you, if you are
a
priest, I doubt that you're a priest. I think you're an imposter.
Sylvia.
I think that you are an imposter.
Sylvia, I'm hurt by your accusation.
The
I would like
Catholic
to christen
Church
you.
Look bad.
I'd like to put something on your forehead.
Father,
you know something, yeah, Sylvia, exactly. I don't think you're
I
a priest,
think
Father.
An imposter.
You think I'm a what?
I think you are an imposter.
I am Father James McWhorter. I'm with the FBI.
I don't believe so.
What'd
you think you, Father,
what?
You know, I think somebody should take the name of this man down.
I would like to give
and
lively blessing on your forehead.
I don't think so. I think you're not
okay,
a priest.
Okay, if I'm not a priest, how can I know this? In the name of the Father, the Son,
you,
the Holy Spirit.
You don't have to
see,
be
no
a priest,
priest
to know
if I'm
that.
A priest, I wouldn't know
you
that.
You can watch a movie.
What movie? What movie would that be in? I mean,
Father,
what movie would that be in?
Aha! I just heard your accent fall.
I didn't hear.
Father, no.
What movie are you talking about?
Listen, Mr. Henry. I am very sorry, but that man is
Yeah, I don't think he... Because I heard him talk like he don't have an Irish accent.
No, that man is an imposter.
Oh, bullcrap, yes,
Mr. Henry.
Yes, you're right, Sylvia.
Please, don't allow these
all right.
shenanigans to
well,
go
Well, listen, Sylvia, in the name of the Father,
no,
the Holy Spirit, I got to go.
I think that man is
Thank
an... Sir,
you just chased him, Sylvia. You just chased him off, Sylvia. No, he hung up. You chased him off.
I'm telling you, that man is an imposter.
You just chased
him
off.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell.
You did. You did, Sylvia. Of all the people that called tonight, you were the one. You were the one that... What?
I just want to say, always after the lucky charms.
No, hang up on him.
Yeah, I did.
That man is doing evil.
He's
Can
a,
I say
he's
something
a
to you?
Mean bastard, yeah.
My uncle was a bishop.
Uh-huh.
My uncle died prematurely. He had cancer. And my uncle was a young man.
Yeah.
And he dedicated himself to God.
Mm-hmm.
He was very pious. Let me tell you. It requires a lot of prayer.
Always after the lucky charms.
Oh, get out of here.
Turn that man off.
Yes.
It requires a lot of prayer.
Yes.
To lead a celibate life.
Yes, of
and
course.
And also to lead a good life in marriage.
Yeah.
Because when you make a vow, it requires a lot of prayer. That man that
I
is
have all the kids meet the bishop.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
That man is not a priest.
No, he's not. And I think that thank God for your call that we were able to smoke him out. Thank you, dear.
For allowing me to speak.
Okay, Sylvie. Thank you, hon.
Good night.
Good night. All the kids meet the bishop. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, in case you didn't know, that was me doing the voice of the priest. And the people calling in, they thought it was a real priest or at least some kind of a scumbag. Which I would agree, he was a scumbag, but it was me who was the scumbag. See, that's the Phil Henry Show. I do the voice of the guy, and yeah, you'll figure it out. Go get a backstage pass, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. While you're there, check out our Fiji pictures, get the backstage pass, get our 30-day archive, our listen live, everything. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show.